It's Thursday, May 17th. Good morning. I'm George Kearns with a look at today's South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, state House and Senate negotiators are at an impasse concerning next year's state budget bill. The six-member committee of senators and House members trying to agree on a compromise budget announced yesterday that differences between the two versions are so great that the conference committee is postponing its deliberations. Next year's $8.2 billion budget is scheduled to take effect on July 1st. It's not the news Lowcountry commuters wanted to hear. A bridge connecting coastal communities to the Charleston area will be shut down for 4 weeks. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
The Department of Transportation says it's begun temporary repairs to a snapped cable on the Wando Bridge that should allow the westbound lanes of I-526 to reopen June 11th. No word on what severed the steel cable, one of eight connecting the span's concrete slabs. Officials say they began inspecting the bridge weekly, then daily, following the discovery of a damaged cable in 2016. Here's Transportation Secretary Christy Hall.
I've ordered a complete review of our records, including a timeline of all the inspection reports, all the repairs that have been made.
More than 30,000 cars travel the bridge every day, as well as trucks from the Wando Terminal. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Another inmate stabbed during a prison riot that left seven inmates dead is suing the Department of Corrections. 21-year-old Raquan Watson sued this week, about 4 weeks after the deadly riot at the Lee Correctional Institution in Bishopville. The lawsuit says Watson suffered about eight stab wounds after about 10 to 15 inmates ambushed him. The lawsuit says there were not enough correctional officers and medical personnel to prevent the attack or treat his wounds when they occurred. The prison system says it doesn't comment on pending lawsuits. A Midlands man has been charged with threatening to shoot everyone at a high school graduation in Kentucky. Kentucky police say a student at that Kentucky school received a text from Felix Martinez of Columbia stating he would be at this Saturday's graduation. Martinez was arrested at his workplace yesterday, charged with second-degree terroristic threatening. Well, a group of South Carolina pastors admonished lawmakers yesterday for their failure to pass legislation that would have banned virtually all abortions in the state. The South Carolina Pastors Alliance held a news conference at the State House calling out senators who failed to pass a personhood bill that stipulated that life begins at conception and an embryo would have all the rights of a citizen. A woman says her 10-year-old son was bitten by a shark while splashing in waist-deep water along the coast. Tanya Terrell said her son Jay was bitten on the right forearm while he and his brother were playing on Hilton Head Island. This is the first reported shark bite of the year on Hilton Head. Last year, there were 10 confirmed shark attacks in South Carolina, eight of which were on Hilton Head. And that's a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.